Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers, with us. Tom, that was a heck of a battle out there.
Oh, it was a turf war. There was no easy ice. It was a big battle, and really proud of our guys how we responded.
What was the review about? We thought it was a pretty clean goal, but
no, when Dylan collided with that guy at center ice, they thought it might have been a major, and that's what it was. That's another reviewable call right now, fellas.
Oh, you mean during the
play?
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah. So if they felt that was a major, that would have nullified the goal. Blah blah blah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, we just couldn't figure out what they were reviewing.
Those are the things again, and nor you should know probably, Biss, but now you guys know there's a plethora of different things that they can actually look at right now, with the new rules, and I don't even know them all. I'm just trying to get broken in there as well. Even that timeout in overtime, I was 90% sure we got a freebie in overtime, but I just wanted to make sure too. So
well, we were questioning it that too, Tom.
I thought you took one in the second half.
Yeah, we got a freebie now in overtime, guys. And you don't get two if you don't use yours during the 60-minute game, is what I'm getting at. So you just get a freebie in overtime. So that's another new rule.
All right, on the goal that you scored, Brendan Harris, I thought did a masterful job of circling the back of the net there and drawing that extra guy to him, which gave him a passing lane there to find Charlie.
Oh, absolutely. Harry's he's an electric player, guys, and he's our guy now. I mean, he's our skill guy. He plays with a motor, and he's our guy, and he's our playmaker.
Well, I thought Zach looked pretty good in space, particularly in net for you tonight. A lot of low, down low stuff, but positionally he got those pads down and got that glove down in really tight space. That's a tough spot North Dakota likes to take advantage of, but he pretty much shut him down.
Yeah, I mean, again, Zach played very well, and we defend hard. You guys saw that. We defend hard. I mean, we got a veteran crew back there, and those guys, I mean, our guys compete like no other, and their battle level was high tonight, and we got some warriors back there.
I got to admit, Tom, I wasn't even all that nervous when the penalty was called in overtime. Your penalty kill was fabulous all weekend.
I know it, Schultzy, but I was nervous. sometimes you go to the well too many times.
Yeah, all it takes is one.
That might have been your best penalty kill of the weekend.
Well, it was also, I have to look at it. It's a blur right now. But, the ice was obviously a little cruddy, which doesn't hurt, that's for sure. And, we did a pretty good job. Our structure is pretty good, and they were trying some other things. And, it was pretty good. And, again, I was proud of the guys for that, too. Our penalty killers stood tall.
Kind of an anomaly on the schedule, Tom, where you've got next week off after playing your first series of the year, but it is what it is. You guys get, I guess, a couple more weeks of practice in before you start the WCHA schedule. I guess, is that good or bad to you?
Well, it is what it is. I would rather be playing this weekend?
Yeah.
Of course I would, Biss, but again, you hit it on the head. You can't cry over spilled milk. It's just that's the schedule. That's how it played out, and we can't worry about it. We just got to obviously have a good week of practice and get ready to go to Marquette.
How can you use a weekend like this, though, as a springboard?
Well, we just got to get a little more experience. We got to get a little older, so we're going to be a little more experienced in a week, Schultzy.
We'll see you then, Tom.
All right, fellas.
Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers, with us on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. A 2-1 win last night and a 1-1 tie tonight.